for Soundtrack's greatest hits.
This is STR. Vous écoutez STR.
STR Radio.
Sketchbook. Antiques Roadshow. In association with L'Oreal. Because you're worth it. Look at this exclusive cup. It's from the 17th century. It's old. It's an antique. It's valuable. Thank you for bringing it today. This is Antiques Roadshow. Don't drop it. Oops, you have. Now it's worthless. Don't pick it up. It's not worth it. Antiques Roadshow. Because you're worth it. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to...
I've been Jeremy Vine, and this has been Radio 2, and the pound has halved in value since the programme started. Call my bleeding jugglers.
I'm going to hang up the line right now.
And please do that. Do us all a favour. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in. Love Nerd's favourite music. Well, hello, 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 and welcome. It's a brand new series of Celebrity Sketchbook, and it's a brand new series of Popcorn Radio to go with it. I'm going to be opening up the phones in just a minute, but before that, what can you expect from today's show? Ross Kemp is boarding trains, apparently. That's a new one right there. And then also, I believe we're going to hear from Michael Jackson. And later on, how about some tourist information? The last track was a new one to Popcorn. It's from the movie Never Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore. De La Soul, with Me, Myself and I. It's covering Parliament Funkadelic, which is also played on this show, not just Knee Deep. But now, let's hit the phone. Jeremy Vine's Popcorn phone-in. Hello, my name is, and welcome to the phone-in. Today we're going to be talking about anything at all, anything that you want to talk about on a phone. That's what we're going to be talking about. There's no issue that we won't touch. I especially want you to call in about the BBC because I think that the licence fee is an absolute disgrace. I think that why should we pay it when there's other channels like ITV and Channel 4 who produce much better quality programmes than the BBC and they don't get any slice of the licence fee. They get their money from Tesco's and Bang & Olufsen. I'm going to take my first caller who was going to talk about asylum seekers, but I've persuaded him to talk about the BBC and the licence fee. Welcome, Drake.
Hello, Jeremy. I think the BBC is an absolute disgrace. I only watch BBC One and BBC Two and listen to Radio 4, but why should I pay for it? When they could get advertising. But I don't want to watch adverts, so I hope they never put them on. That's why I never watch ITV and Channel 4, because they have nothing but adverts. But I'm happy, because that pays for the channels, whereas the BBC just scrounges off licence fee payers' money. And I'm not paying my licence fee any longer.
Well, you make a lot of sense there. Absolutely true, all of that. Jeremy Vine's Popcorn phone-in. Popcorn radio, movies and comedy. Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the phone-in. You can talk about anything you want, but I especially want you to talk about asylum seekers and the licence fee. Those are two things that absolutely make my blood boil. I've been to the doctors last week. He said my blood pressure is off the scales. He said you should stop paying your licence fee. That might make you feel better. And what's more, you should possibly also join the British National Party. I've done both of those. And now I'm going to talk to the first caller on the show after the last one. He is dead against immigrants.
Hello?
Hello, what's riling you today? Why have you called into this phone-in when you should be at work on a Sunday?
Well, it's not right, you know? It's not right. I mean, you know, why should people come from, you know, a different country and take our jobs? And, you know, we work very hard as people of this country, this fine nation. It's not right that people come and take our jobs. Not right.
Have you lost your job to an immigrant?
No, but it's not right.
Well, what we really wanted to talk about, however interesting that is, and it's a very valid viewpoint that you have there, was the licence fee. Have you got any thoughts at all on that?
That's not the right idea, no. I do not like licence fees. I like adverts. I actually prefer adverts more than actual television programming.
So you would rather the BBC carried adverts?
Very much so, yes.
Why is that?
Well, because I prefer, like I said, I prefer the actual advert programming to the actual programming of the actual show. You know, I like the mini movies, the little car movies and the little The little chocolate movies, the 30-second movie adverts, you know? Well,
yes, they're very good. Do you watch any channels that don't carry adverts?
Dave? You know the program, the channel Dave? Does that have adverts on that channel, or...?
Dave, now you're talking. I watch that channel more than any other channel. It's one of my favourites. And now I don't pay my licence fee anymore. It's one of the only ways that I can watch BBC shows such as Top Gear, which is journalistic gold, by the way.
Yeah, I like Dave. Dave's very good.
Well, thank you very much to the last caller, whose name I didn't get, so I can't thank you. The next caller is from Stoke, but there's going to be some more music playing now. I hope you like this track. You're going to have to wait. We will refund your phone bill if it doesn't go too high. We're back to the phones after you've heard some Ross Kemp and Michael Jackson. Sketchbook.
Best News.
Hello, and welcome to Best News. Michael Jackson has this morning made a shock announcement that he's quitting music. He last quit music in 2002, and since then he hasn't made any more music until the announcement this morning that he's now quitting music again. So, Jacko, what has been behind your decision to quit music?
You know, I had so many hits in the 80s that it was stupid. And you know, I never want to have a hit again. Because, you know, I've been down that road before, and it's painful, man. And you know.
More later in the show. And now, a few messages.
Kevin, turn that racket off!
But I'm trying to listen to this new radio station called STR.
Turn it off, or I'm coming up there!
You always do this when I listen to STR, Dad.
This is going out the window.
What did you do that for, Dad?
Because I don't want you listening to that radio station ever again. Do you hear me?
You don't want me to listen to STR? Well, listen to this!
STR, because parents don't like it.
Welcome to the messaging service. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, just a quick commercial to tell you about Late Night Radio. It plays some of the most beautiful and atmospheric themes ever created. Look out for it in the late night schedules in the early hours. Is that it? Is that the script?
Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
Coming to a weekend near you. Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ross Kemp on Triumph.
Recording. Hello, I'm Ross Kemp, on trains, and I'm on the verge, next to a busy railway line, filming and viewing trains through my binoculars. Yep, there's the 1047 to Euston. There's the 1105 to Manchester Piccadilly. Oh, what a beauty. It's a vast world out there. You've got to be on your toes with your binoculars as trains come past at deathly speeds of almost 200 kilometres an hour. Right, I've spent 46 hours in the same spot. I'm going to now move down the track to try and get a better view. This is a level crossing. And I'm going to leave my car, which is a Mini, parked here. Okay, I've just locked up the car. It's parked on the level crossing. Now, I'm going to go up this hill and film from the bridge.
More later in the show. Not that one. Sorry, Jeremy. Sorry about that. Jeremy Vine's popcorn phone-in.
You complete idiot. That made me look terribly unprofessional.
Popcorn Radio, movies and comedy. Now, this is a phone-in show. The phones are red hot. Let's go to them. And I hope I don't burn my hands. Phone-in. Hello and welcome back to Popcorn Radio Movies and Comedy. This is now a show that utilises phones and people speak to us on them. It's called a phone-in and you can phone in, except that now all the lines are closed, as we've now got enough callers to partake in the show. And now let's go to the first of those. His name is not important. What do you want to talk about today?
You tell that girl that she cannot play outside, I tell her, not play outside.
Hello, Sir Zari.
Yes, I'd just like to remind you that you are on the radio, and anything that you say supposedly in private will go out on the radio. Don't you think that was a little bit careless?
Hello.
Well, what is it that you wanted to talk about, or should we just have a casual conversation here?
I do not mind casual conversation or what. I'd like to talk, but I wanted to make a few explicit points, if you didn't mind, sir.
Well, go right ahead. The more extreme the view, the better, for our ratings.
Well, you know, the thing with immigrants is they are very bad people. Very, very bad people.
Why are they bad people?
Well, because, you know, they're not right in the head, you know?
Isn't that not a sweeping generalization?
No, I do not think so. They do not pay their license fees, you know?
Well, I don't pay my TV license. I don't think it's crime of the century.
Yes, but you do not understand, good sir. We do not have television license. We have radio license, where I'm from. I got jailed in 14 years in Bombay. 10 years ago. 14 years when I was in Bombay. But not pay my bloody license. Bloody license. So I say, these bloody immigrants come here and they do not pay their bloody license fees. I say, to hell with them, to hell with them.
Well, we're going to get some final thoughts on this after we've heard another track. Thank God we pay PRS. Jeremy Vine's Popcorn Phone-In. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Popcorn Radio Movies and Comedy Phone-In. There's only space for one more caller. Who's the lucky one?
Hello.
So how are you doing this fine Sunday afternoon?
No, not very well, really.
So what did you want to talk to me about?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought of that. I just called the number that you gave out. 555555555555555.
Well, if you call this phone-in show, then you've got to talk about an issue. Is there anything on your mind?
I'm just lonely, really. I just needed somebody to talk to. And you were at the other end of the line. The Samaritans were engaged.
Yes, but surely you've got an opinion about something.
Well, if you must know, I don't like immigrants and license fees.
Well, that's more like it. Tell me more. Frank, are you still there? Please tell me more about your opinion. I want to hear it, honestly. Please come back on the line. I think I'll just ask the technician what's going on. What's happening?
Phones are broke. There's a light in this track just behind there. I think it messed with it.
Well, why doesn't it work?
I saw the telegraph pole lift up in the air after it got struck.
Well, that explains it then. I'm sorry, but there'll be no more phones for the rest of the show. When I get back, I'll give you a list of my opinions. Well, we haven't got any phones anymore, so let's just stick to the music. Stick to what we're good at. Well, I was going to say that this is the phone-in that you're listening to, but of course you're not. The phones don't work, nobody can contact us, and the email server is even crashed now. The whole internet isn't working. So, I'm just going to have to give you a list of my opinions. Well, the first one that comes to mind is that the Daily Mail writes some inspiring stuff. I also believe that immigrants should stay out of this country, but they should be welcome in any other of their choosing. I think that the BBC should be shut down and replaced by adverts. I believe there is a God, although I'm not religious. I just think he's away on business at the moment. I think that the Irish Sea should be renamed the Irish and Welsh Sea to better represent which countries it actually washes up on. And I think that oil rig workers should be entitled to free oil. That's just a selection of my opinions. You'll probably get to hear more of them as I host more and more phone-in shows, and I pin them on you. But for now, it's enough from me and my mouth for one day. This has been Popcorn Radio Movies and Comedy, The Phone-In.
Jeremy Vine's Popcorn Phone-In.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you want to talk about?
I've been Jeremy Vine, and this has been Radio 2, and the pound has halved in value since the programme started. Call my pigeon jugglers.
I'm going to hang up the line right now.
And please do that. Do us all a favour. Jeremy Vine's Popcorn Phone-In.
STR Radio.
Ross Kemp on Trains. Part 2.
Wahoo! I'm just catching 1136 now to New Street. Right, I'm now going to turn to the southbound side to see if I can get any northbound services with my binoculars. And it seems that... Oh! Oh! My car! My car! Whoa! Whoa! I thought we'd be perfectly safe on the level crossing! What am I doing? Oh, it's nothing more than a f***ing wreck. God! My grandmother gave it to me, and she got it from her mother. But don't worry, it gives me the perfect chance to film the train as it's crashed. Alright, I'm now waiting for the 11:54 to Glasgow.
There is...
Ish, there's four cops after me.
Come back here.
Right, I'm out of here. Crap, I don't have a car. Wait, I've got a better idea. I'll jump on the next train that passes under this bridge and hang on for dear life. Yeah, that'll work. It'll be difficult, but I think I can do it. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drop it out! Now I see why our channel's better than Virgin One.
Ross Kemp on Trains was by Axe Productions and Adventures in Audio. All the things your parents didn't want you to know about. That they did. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. When in Wales, do as the English do. Welsh advice. Help the Cymru. Sorry, I don't know the Welsh for that. We all love going on a vacation to Wales.
No, we don't.
So this is a guide about how you can fit in best whilst you're in the land of the sheep. You want to blend in. But you also want to show the inhabitants who you are. And what better way of doing that than arriving in the campsite in your national party van and staying there using an English flag as your curtains? If you manage to survive the night, you might not have internet access. So you should visit a Welsh cyber cafe. While you're there, you can incense the locals by uploading an anti-Anthony Hopkins website. If the waitress comes over to see what you're doing, quickly cover up the screen using the bread and butter that came with your soup. For more bad influencing advice, visit the ngbchannel.co.uk and look at the BIC and 100 Ways pages.
Best News.
Part 2. So if you're quitting music, then why did you make this announcement this week that you're to play London's O2 Arena?
Actually, I'm just playing the one, you know. You know, we got this big screen and an impressionist to do the other 9. And you know, in that first show, I'm just going to sing along and I'm not doing any dance moves. Signature can do them for me.
Well, thanks very much for appearing, Michael Jacko.
Yeah, I gotta go, you know. I got a meeting with a real estate man to buy back Neverland.
Thrilling news. Thanks to Michael Jacko there.
A Billie Jean, not my lover.
Brilliant singing, but stop it. I'm going to have to ask you respectfully not to sing your songs in this studio because we don't hold the relevant copyright licenses, so could you please put a zip over your mouth, metaphorically, as it were?
Okay, maybe I'll edit my song slightly. I'll sing it in a different way.
No, don't even do that.
No, but it'll take advantage. It'll get past copyright issues.
Sequeneno 2040, say what the earth.
Michael Jackson?
Shh. Off. You know, I own the Beatles, so why can't I sing my own music?
Well, you can't hear. Now, could you please leave and give me your autograph before someone makes you do it?
What have we done to the world? Look what we've done.
Get out!
Best news.